The best tea in the city.
Good morning. How are you doing? You good? I'm fabulous. Like I said, we had a beautiful celebratory Sunday lunch celebrating the matriarch, that is Mrs. Dora Makoti, turning 70 yesterday. And so we had a party here for her, family, grandkids, so making sure that she's spoiled. That's why we didn't even have a lockdown soul party like I normally do on Sundays, because we had to celebrate the matriarch. And thank you so much for understanding. So yes, that was my weekend. I wonder how was yours. You're keeping safe, because that's the most important thing, right? Now, talking about being safe, and you, I don't know about you, I find myself that I'm reading a lot, because TV is disappointing. There's nothing really on TV. So I read a lot. Actually, if there's two things that have carried us through and gave us our sanity during this lockdown, it has to be radio and I'll say news, in terms of online blogs and so on. There's just so much to read online. Okay? So I did that. I read a bit, and I found, Tato, my producer, says we need to talk about, you know, when you are alone during this lockdown. And it's okay, fine. I started reading a lot of things, and I landed on this article. Apparently there are, 6 star signs on the zodiac, 6 of the 12, that are enjoying this lockdown more than the other 6. I was like, who did this? Well, they did it. You must go to yourtango.com. Aquarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, I'm Capricorn, Pisces, Virgo, and Cancer. I'll say them again. Aquarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, Virgo, and Cancer. These people love to be alone. So this lockdown, God sent. It's heaven sent. Not that they don't like people or enjoy their company, but being alone comes easy to them. No. They are not introverted. They are social and they enjoy people's company. These are just people who enjoy solitude, who enjoy being alone and like things they can do just by themselves. Yes, they know the importance of being alone and how to be alone in a way that is rejuvenating and healthy to their mind, body, and soul. So then, which are these other 6? Hey, they are miserable during this lockdown. Grahuri, if it's a 1+1. No. We're not talking about star signs. No, don't get me wrong. I just thought this was fascinating. But the question I want to ask you honestly today is, you've been alone since lockdown for 53 days. How has it been? Can you please check in with me using the hashtag alone since lockdown? Tell me what has been the toughest thing? What have you enjoyed the most? What are you keeping as a behavior after the lockdown and so on and so forth? Or you can even WhatsApp me. Send me a voice note on 0636880959. Okay? Hashtag alone since lockdown. As we say, the best tea in the city. We were socialized that being alone is not good. And as we age, we start to fear being alone, as it leads to loneliness and silence. I mean, who are we if you're not talking to someone? That's why even in prison, when they want to punish you, they put you in solitary confinement, because to face yourself is one of the hardest things. But when you think about it, we came alone in this world. Eh? And we don't see being alone as a blessing. So, to a point that even when we go to the loo, we take ready material with us. Now we take the phone. Without it, we feel naked. You know what I mean? It seems like the last thing we need is to be alone with our thoughts. So then, if this is so painful, if this is one of those, I can't. Can you imagine being alone for 53 days of this lockdown? Do you enjoy being alone? Or you had to learn to enjoy your solitude? Hashtag alone since lockdown. I want to hear from you. You've been alone since day one. Okay? Of this lockdown. What has been the toughest or challenging? And what are the things that you have enjoyed the most? All right. And when I go to my Facebook page, Privilege, I really enjoyed the first 3 weeks of the lockdown, T. I used that time to rest because I surely needed it. And I read all the three books that I had bought. The fourth week, I started getting bored because I ran out of things to do. Now I'm back at work. There's one I also read about. Oh, Kiyo, Bidumel. Bidumel, I've lived alone for over 10 years, T. And I quite enjoy the solitude. However, this has been a bit hard because of the movement restrictions. I've also had to revisit my decisions due to the lockdown. In short, it's no fun being 45 years old with no kid. Hashtag alone since lockdown. It is scary. I have 3 teaspoons why I say so. Coming up. Let me give you the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why it is so scary to be alone during lockdown. Number one, you need to face the loneliness. Not only do we treat others the way we wish to be treated, but this lockdown has made you realize that you are the only one that cares. If you don't call them, they don't bother. And this realization that you are all alone is scary. It is hurtful. And most of all, disappointing. Two, it is scary to be alone since lockdown, because you have to introspect. If there is someone that is living rent-free in your body, is your thoughts. They know where you've been, the shortcuts and the wrong turns you took to be where you are. Those thoughts, they will never go away until you confront them. It is the most painful thing to deal with yourself, to look yourself in the mirror and deal with oneself. Rather be with others than face that. Hey! The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons, why it's so scary to be alone during this lockdown, to realize that you don't like people. I don't really like people. We are social people, but to hear someone say, I don't like people, hey, it is sacrilege. But being alone has given you the peace not to deal with others. Not that you can't handle it, you'd rather not. You've never known peace like you did in the past 53 days. And that's why it is so scary.
Hey, good new week, girls. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Happy new week to you too.
Happy new week. Now, apparently there are 6 star signs that are enjoying this lockdown more. Why? Because these people love to be alone. Aquarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, Virgo, and Cancer.
Yes. I'm a Cancer. I totally agree. I'm a Leo, and I'm also loving my alone time.
That's the thing, and you are maybe the 17th Leo on my timeline that says, listen, I'm loving this alone time.
I think the thing with the Leos, people think Leos love attention, you know, they like to be doted around, but that's not the case. Hey, we are so much fun. We actually want to be with ourselves.
Amen.
Maybe your rising and your moon sign is different. You know, there's a whole thing around this.
But that's always been the case with me. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, no, in fact, a friend of ours, she's been alone for 53 days, actually. Her family is in the Eastern Cape. And we've been worried about her. Her name is Akona. We've been worried about her. I was like, hey, I wonder how she's coping. So obviously, Mama really keeps in touch with her to see if she's okay. Listen, she's never been happier.
Wow. Living her best life.
And she's Leo. Yeah. Arbona, I am Bona. She says, like, if this is life, she actually started living life now.
Do you know, actually, Uncle T, the other day I was feeling so bad because people keep on asking me, don't you miss your daughter? I'm like, I miss her, but I'm also happy alone. You know, it's not
the same. And it's such an unpopular thing to say, isn't
right?
it?
Right, yes. But I mean, she's in good arms and I'm also in my arms and I'm happy. You have one.
And as a Cancerian, when a cat,
yes, Uncle T,
you find that, you know, one of the things is,
peopling is too much. So
it is.
And you can't say it out loud, can you?
You know what? I actually, on normal days before COVID-19, I actually have to regulate myself before I come into contact with the thing called a human being. I have to meditate myself up. I have to prop myself up like, okay, now I need to be strong. I'm going to face people with different energies. And the reason is because it affects me so, because I'm so sensitive to people's energies. Yeah. So my boundaries is not just for fun. It's like to protect my sanity. Yeah.
Yeah. There goes your sanity. Thank you, girls. There you have it. Here is the marathon based on songs that should have been big.
Kaya FM. Kaya FM. 95.9.
Home of the Afropolitan. Stay home.
We're still talking about alone since lockdown. Not an easy thing. Trust me. Like I said, when I'm trying to read about the effects of being alone, and the most thing that jumps up is how scary it is. But the fun thing that really I found in researching this topic is that there are 6-star signs that really are apparently doing well. That are apparently doing well. Aquarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, Virgo, and Cancer. And I can tell you now, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius don't agree. They're like, whoa. Add us there. And chances are you're looking at this as a never. And maybe you are Aquarius, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, Virgo, and Cancer. You're like, hell no, I don't like being alone. I would also like to hear what you say about this. All right? But the most important thing is for you to check in, please. Check in with us. How have you been? It's 53 days now. All by yourself. What have you learned about yourself? What have you enjoyed? What has been difficult? Share them. Send me a voice note on 063-688-0959. I'm looking forward to hearing your voice notes. 063-688-0959. Please tell me, are you coping? Eh? I mean, you've been alone since day one. We're on day 53 of lockdown. Eh? Oh, by the way, I also posted the article I read on your Tango so as you can read it yourself and see if you agree. Yeah. You know, because they have go into details of explaining what each sign and so on and so on. Look, I don't really take star sign descriptions as, you know, gospel, but they have some element of truth, right? So, like I said, I think each star sign has a spectrum. There are those within Capricorns that are very introverted and others are very extroverted. And so you may find the extroverted Capricorn wants to, you know, mingle with people, when the introverted Capricorn like myself enjoys solitude. Like I said, you are more than welcome to wrestle with the issue. Hashtag alone since lockdown. Let's hear your voice notes after this.
Kaya FM.
95.9. The best tea in the city.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.
Kaya FM.
95.9.
Hi, Bertie. I've been alone for more than 53 days. We stopped working on the 5th or 4th of March. Yeah, events are cancelled a week or two before people got onto lockdown. It's been difficult. I mean, it started being difficult during the first week of official lockdown, you know. But yeah, it's been tough in the sense that I've had to downscale on entertainment because of being a freelancer. I've had to cut my subscriptions off, you know, and prioritize food and data. So, but yeah, I'm used to it, you know. I'm just used to it. It's just unfortunate that as a freelancer in entertainment, in events, you're really grounded. There's not much you can do from home.
Hi, Tibos. You know, this lockdown for me, I think it was a blessing in disguise, because you need to reflect how le motokore. What is it that you want and what is it that you don't want in life? So I didn't see it as a negative. The only thing that affected me is that I'm still at school and this is my last year I'm studying social science. So that's the only thing incurring in negative. But otherwise, I'm a Libra. I love my space. I love to be alone. And Rona Babang, the so-called married people, I mean, lockdown is our thing because we're always at home with kids. So it is not a new thing to us, you know? So yeah, I mean, red laring.
Tibos, this is Tony from Loli. TV Yapo, what they're playing, the Elmina, I used to mean at DSTV, but then I put it at DSTV just for the soccer. So now there's no soccer. Now, yes, Lisa, I do with Lisa DSTV. And now, radio is the best. And the music that I have, I can't even collect. I don't know. But let's hope as time goes by, this COVID is going to come to an end. Thanks, T-Boys. Have a nice day.
Hi, Ntate Mokwele. This is Doreen from Binoni. Now, to be honest, lockdown hasn't affected me that much because I've been staying on my own for more than 10 years. Instead, when I go out, that's where I feel out of place. When I come back, I feel like I've contracted the virus. But other than that, Ntate Mokwele, for now, lockdown is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I work from home and I'm loving it. So yeah, for now, lockdown works for me.
Hey, Uncle T. 3 weeks, yeah, lockdown was amazing. In terms of sleep, I love my sleep. I went back to work at level 4, so it doesn't really affect me much.
Dumela Uncle T. Libusadaka Kibusisiwe. Yo, being alone, I quite enjoyed the time. I mean, I'm staying alone for years now. But I think the positive thing that has happened got this lockdown, I had time to reflect. One thing that I thank God for, I had to deal with so much hate that I was carrying in. So that time to spend with God and, you know, through meditation, becoming Christian, so praying and just doing total surrender has brought a lot of healing. So I'm grateful for the lockdown. Because it just forced me to reflect and to notice areas where I needed healing. Another thing is, I'm an avid reader. So there are books that I couldn't read because my life is so hectic. But I managed to read those books. So healing and more reading for me has been a positive. Yeah, obviously, you'll notice also the thing that, it would have been nice to have a partner and have kids. But, you know, there's still hope. Okay, thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Hey, T. It's Bert. I've been alone with my nieces and nephews since the lockdown. Thanks to the bestie. Your show has kept me going. The first 3 weeks were fine. I thought, hey, I needed this. But yo, no, I'm tired now. I am tired. I'm even tired of hearing. It will be fine. We will see each other. This is the best thing. Lord knows. Thank you, T.
Hi, Uncle T. I'd like to remain anonymous. I've been single throughout this whole lockdown, you know, been cooped up in my own space. And as a loner, you know, this hasn't been a problem, you know, as I like my space. But what has been the biggest challenge is, you know, finances. I'm self-employed and, you know, my business has been non-operational throughout the lockdown. So, you know, being all by myself, having to fend for myself, pay rent, buy food, you know, throughout this lockdown has been the biggest challenge. I found myself in a space where, you know, I was envious of those who have, you know, partners, you know, because they are able to share financial burdens, you know, especially particularly at this point, you know, where money is not coming in that fast. So I found myself thinking that, you know what, being in Mojolo, you know, wouldn't be such a bad idea, you know, because having to bear it all, you know, it can be a bit depressing. So I've never had a problem, you know, with being single, but having to do it all, you know, with no source of income has been the biggest challenge for me. Thank you, Gretty.
Hi, T. Hi. Hoba alone, Kaibona Tava, yay. In Turkey, I am lonely. Yo, I know.
Hi, Uncle T. Ikitsepo Toka here in Tembisa. For me, the lockdown has been quite challenging and interesting at the same time. Interesting in terms of that I've managed to finish a whole lot of my books, make a whole lot of self-introspections with myself, build on online relationships, and manage to adjust some of my career planning. It has been challenging that I've missed being with my colleagues, interacting with them and being around them and working on different projects.
But being with my family, I think it is the best thing that this lockdown has ever done, because we get to interact and talk, because most of the time we don't really get that time to be with family, because these are the people who matter the most. So being around them and interacting with them, this has been the greatest investment. Sure.
Take a sip with the best. The best tea in the city.
Kaya FM 95.9.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.